What's going on, everybody? This is Nico, and you are listening to yet another edition of a yearly tradition like no other. Your favorite podcast in the whole wide world. This is the Nico Show for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. Brian and Mike are here. I cannot believe we're fucking doing this again. This is crazy.
It's like, what, the sixth, seventh year in a row?
I was just about to ask you to guess how many years you think we've been doing this.
It's definitely... I just forget we do this until you guys remind me the day before.
Yeah, that's a good over-under prop bet, I think.
I have no idea. I forget we do this. Like, no idea.
When will we realize that we're supposed to do this and get a group chat together?
Over-under
10:35 p.m.
I actually have zero idea what we talked about last year other than, like... I have no recollection of doing this.
Yeah, I think it was the Super Bowl.
No, but I mean, like, I have no recollection of this whatsoever. Like, literally none.
Yeah, it is weird. It kind of just erases from your brain.
There's no memory of me doing this with you guys last year.
It is that forgettable of a conversation. This is year number six.
This
is year number six. We first did this.
I would have guessed, like, three or four.
Yeah, 2015 was the first time we did this.
And so is that Broncos, Seahawks, Panthers?
Oh, no. No, because
Panthers.
That was 2014. No, it would have been Patriots, Seahawks would have been 2015.
Oh, okay.
Patriots. Wow, what a way to start that.
Oh, man.
Tradition.
Malcolm Butler.
That's how it all started. And I think we probably did that in person, but then we started doing it over Skype for a couple years.
Yep.
Y'all were in school. Things happened. We had jobs. We lost those jobs. And now here we are yet again talking about Super Bowl. LIV. What is that? 55? We're in 55 now?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't know.
Sounds right.
Super Bowl LIV.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Could you please explain to me your bogus toilet paper take? And please make it quick.
For context, I just asked if Nico had a tissue, and he handed me some toilet paper and said, sorry, it's only single ply.
Which, pretty clutch pull, by the way.
Yeah, thank
I just
God.
Reached into my bag of goodies here thank and just God. Pulled out some toilet paper.
Thank God. I still feel like I have to sneeze, though. Anyways.
Yeah.
For, like, the first, like, 21 years of my life, we just used Scott's in my house, so I just have... I've always been okay with single-ply toilet paper.
Does, like, your family choose single-ply Scott's, or do you, like, only steal toilet paper from malls, and that's the reason?
I really just think it's just, I don't know, it's what my mom always bought, so I don't know.
Because the problem is, like, that shit can come apart, man, and you don't want the integrity of the toilet paper disturbed.
But Scott's is not your typical single ply toilet paper. It's much thicker than your just like what you just gave me here. It's not like the sandpaper they have on like college campuses.
This reminded me of that Budweiser commercial from last night. It's like not just a typical American.
It's a different kind of single ply paper. It's a different kind of single ply.
Okay, we
use Angel Soft now. If that makes you feel any better.
It does, actually. Yeah. A little bit it does. I always go double, though. I double up on everything. It's like blackjack, Oreos, and toilet paper. It's the same philosophy.
Did you get those extra stuffed or
oh,
whatever?
Oh, I did. There was a taste test yesterday on the podcast. Oh, boy. Dude, I had a headache for like the entire
How
day.
How bad were they?
It's intense.
Those can't be that good.
Ruined my whole day, to be honest.
They really can't be that good, though.
Well, because you bite into it, and it like a pimple. It just like bursts on the side, and it's overflowing with cream. It's more like drinking a milkshake than it is eating a cookie. I would compare that to the experience.
I can't imagine that would be a good cookie.
Yeah, spent $3 on that. There's only like 15 cookies in there. They do this weird thing because they don't want the cookies to come apart. They stack them horizontally rather than vertically. Because they want to keep it more compact, and there's like little ridges in the sleeves. Yeah, it's a whole thing. So I have one of those yesterday, and it ruined my afternoon. And then I go to my Super Bowl party, and what was sitting there on the spread? The most stuffed Oreos.
Oh my God!
Next to the bowl of Twizzlers, Reese's Pieces, the Ring Pops, dude. It was an unhealthy Super Bowl yesterday. It was rough.
You eat Reese's Pieces?
I do. I prefer M&M's, but I'll
Wait,
indulge.
Wait, you eat M&M's?
Oh, boy. Do I eat M&M's?
Oh,
what?
Do I ever?
Since when?
Oh, since always. I don't eat peanut M&M's.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I don't do that.
But, like, how did I not know that you eat... Like, I feel like if there's, like, someone outside of your family that like knows your entire diet, I'm right here. Like, I'm very in tune with like what you do and don't eat, and I had no idea that you eat M&M's or Reese's Pieces.
Oh yeah. Oh, M&M is that's in my top five.
Skittles?
No. No chocolate in Skittles.
No chocolate or Reese's Pieces either.
Yeah, but no, it's no. A Reese's Piecey is closer to an M&M, I would say.
I suppose.
I just think taste wise.
But you don't eat peanut butter.
No. No, don't do that. I feel like if we did a poll, though, most people would prefer peanut M&M's
to Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, peanut M&M's to regular M&M's.
Oh, I disagree.
It's kind of like cheddar. Goldfish.
Here's what I'll say on a similar topic. I do prefer Hershey's chocolate bars with almonds to just regular Hershey's bars.
See, I don't like.
I love Hershey's with almonds.
I don't like my chocolate with a crunch, you know?
Also, hot take over here. Okay. I prefer crunchy peanut butter to smooth peanut butter.
Oh, see, yeah, no, I don't subscribe to this. No, I don't like
I
this.
I prefer crunchy.
So you like a lot of texture in your. In your smooth substances.
I don't know if that's entirely
you like
true.
Some bumps along the road. Like for me, I would much rather just get a soft serve ice cream, but it sounds like you would rather have a rocky road.
No,
get some Oreo chunks in there.
My favorite ice cream though is Moose Tracks.
Word.
Which is chunky.
Which is very chunky.
That's what I'm saying,
that's
dude.
Like the chunkiest.
That is my favorite, yeah.
Weirdly enough, your taste in women doesn't track here. It's kind of complete opposite.
Hey. What can I say?
What can you say? Nothing.
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 That was actually a compliment. You just said I don't like chunky women.
It's true.
It was a compliment.
Am I lying? I'm not.
No, I know you're not. Yeah, I'm just saying, but that's like not an insult.
How did we get here?
We started with toilet paper.
Congratulations. Congratulations to the state of Kansas on that win. That's really incredible. What do we want to like say about this game? Were you like entertained by it?
First three quarters were, it was, or not, or like first two and a half. It was 10-10 at halftime, so it wasn't high scoring like I think people wanted it to be. It was better than last year's Super Bowl.
Well, that's like saying that it's better than this year's preseason, better than the Hall of Fame game. I would say in terms of Hall of Fame game versus this, I think it's give it the slight edge. I don't know. I thought it was kind of fucking boring, if I'm being honest.
It was boring until 6 minutes and 17 seconds in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that was cool, I guess. I just think like it was the worst possible version of this game.
I was stunned at how much the Chiefs ran the ball.
Yeah. Damon Williams.
Should have been Super Bowl MVP.
Should have been MVP.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude had 104 yards and a touchdown that iced the game and four catches for 29 yards and
he
a touchdown, too.
He had the go-ahead touchdown
and the icing touchdown. And he was their only like real source of offense that whole game until Mahomes got hot in the fourth quarter.
If
40 of those yards, though, were on the one carry.
If that was Mostert and Jimmy G, like if it was role reversed, yeah. I think that there was definitely some...
I'm just saying, he was a huge reason they won that game.
Well, I think one of the reasons like why we're having trouble with this is because the Niners were clearly the better football team. And I just think like there was a breakdown at both quarterback and coach, and we can blame one or two or both of them. I think we're going to do a lot of all of the above. but like the Niners were the best team in football all year. And so the Chiefs kind of felt like they stole that game. And so when you steal a game and you don't have like a clearly dominant player, you default to quarterback. And also, you're right, it's Patrick Mahomes, and yeah, he's the face of the league now. This is going to sound like a way overreaction, and it's the Monday after the Super Bowl, and every podcast talking about this is going to say some variation of this. But, like, how are you going to beat these guys going forward? Like, these guys feel different than our previous five or six Super Bowl winners. And maybe this is just overreaction.
Do they know? Because one team's always in it.
Yeah.
Generally.
No, I... Fair. Well, put it this way. It seems they seem closer to the New England Patriots than any other team we've seen in the last 20 years, I think. Just in terms of their poise.
Yeah,
because
they have
a dynasty.
But because they have a young, great quarterback.
I think it's more than that, though. I just think like this organization doesn't die. And it's really weird to think like it's one offside penalty away from perhaps two Super Bowls in 2 years for Mahomes.
Right.
He's only going to get better. And Andy Reid is only going to get less of the playoff jitters. It feels like they're over the hump now. And I would ask you, too, today, if you had to bet your life on it, does Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid get four Super Bowls in their career? What would you say? Gun to your head.
Like four more or four total?
Four total. Over-under is 3.5. Would you take it?
I think I would.
That's insane.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't take it?
No, I wouldn't take it.
Okay. Then it sounds like you disagree then.
I kind of disagree.
Okay.
I just think, yes, they have Mahomes, and they have Kelce, and they have Hill. And
Hill's unbelievable.
They're always going to find a running back that can do whatever Damian Williams did last night. Like, Andy Reid just is
those are great
on offense.
Yeah.
I think it really just comes down to, can they maintain good players on defense and draft appropriately to fill the necessary holes, because they're going to lose guys eventually.
Sure.
Because their defense is not that great.
No.
I mean, they actually played pretty well last night.
I thought, yeah, they schemed pretty well.
They played pretty, like, I'm not giving that win to the defense whatsoever, but they did hold them scoreless for, you know, the last quarter and a half.
They made the most of their, I would say, lackluster talent on defense.
Yeah, exactly my point. So I guess it just comes down to, can Patrick Mahomes / Andy Reid carry a mediocre to below average defense every year, or for the however many next years, to get them over that hump, which is the Super Bowl, which is really hard to do without a good defense. I mean, like, they did it this year, but like, that's not to say that when they face a quarterback and coach that aren't Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But that's one game. Like,
here's the thing.
The AFC is significantly worse though than the NFC.
You wouldn't have wanted to play probably the other teams in the NFC in that game.
Well,
I wouldn't have want. If I'm the Chiefs, I don't want to play Aaron in that game.
Yeah, you can say that, man.
I just
like,
wouldn't. I'm just saying.
Their pass rush was significantly worse than the Niners' pass rush was. And I'm looking at Nick Bosa last night. Nick Bosa was the best player on the field last night.
Yeah.
But, and I think you could make an argument that in his second year, he's going to be the best defensive player in the league already. Like, this guy is as close to Lawrence Taylor as we've seen in a very long time.
Well, it helps when the best defensive player in the league and Luke Kuechly retires.
Yes, certainly.
But that helps.
I mean, that guy, it's so funny. They're drawing up plays to be away from Bosa. Like, there was that one run. Somehow he, like, navigated the entire width of the field. The play is rolling to his right, and here comes Bosa from Mahomes' left, and he still almost tackles him. And he ended up getting, like, whatever it was, like 5 or 6 yards off that play, the run. This guy just breaks every play. I saw some stat, 33% of snaps that Bosa was in the game, he either hit the quarterback or sacked the quarterback. What? That's
insane amount.
One out of three.
It's weird to think that there could be a family member better than Joey Bosa.
I know, man.
And they found him in Nick Bosa.
Man, I want to know whatever that dad was doing in the fifth grade, just, you know, with the whistle in the backyard, running drills.
Sick.
You ever seen Mr. Bosa, by the way, on Instagram?
He's huge.
Dude is... must be either juicing or there's something in the gene pool there.
He's huge.
Crazy. He looks like he could, like, put some pads on and you know, maybe play a snap or two.
Dude's massive.
He's incredible. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did the Packers have somebody like that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure they could have contained the Chiefs defense or the Chiefs offense in the way
maybe not.
The Niners did.
But also, I don't know that it was necessarily the Niners defense containing them so much as it was also Patrick Mahomes playing nervous.
Right.
He did look nervous from the majority of that game.
Oh, he had the jitters, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked 24 yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
For sure.
Yep.
He climbed his way out of it.
Thanks to some other factors that I'm sure we'll get to.
I'm just looking at it. I'm looking at it this way. Like,
still taking the under, by the way.
Okay, you would take the under on 3.5.
I don't know if they can carry a mediocre to below
Patriots
average defense
on
three more Super Bowls.
Yeah, but
for as long as they'll be together, because I'm not sure how much longer Andy Reid is really going to be there. Like, I'm not saying he's leaving anytime soon, but unless they win three of like the next five, I don't know that Andy Reid's going to be there a ton longer.
How old is Andy Reid?
He's like mid to late 50s, okay. Early 60s.
You could have said any number, and I would have believed you.
I would say somewhere between like 54 and like
65. That's really what I would say. It's a 10-year range. I have no idea.
He is 61 years old.
There you go, right in the middle. Boom. Yeah. And you're telling me he's going to coach another 10 years looking like that?
Well,
the
not
dude's
with
not going to be able
burgers,
to stand.
Dude. No, man. He's got to lose some weights, dude.
Dude was sweating bacon grease before the game started.
There was a prop bet. I'm not kidding you. It was like 3-1. Will Andy Reid be shown eating a burger during the broadcast?
What?
What?
Apparently, like, this must have happened before or something, but there were good odds on it. I just look at it this way. Like, they were trailing in three postseason
games. All three of their postseason games.
By 10 points, yeah, and they end up winning all three of those games by 10 points. That just signifies to me that when everything goes wrong, their A game is still better than your A game. And that's why they're so terrifying. It's like, unless you play them note for note perfect, like the Patriots did in the AFC Championship game last year, you can't beat these guys. You know, there's just like a threatening quality to playing Patrick Mahomes. There's like a hopelessness when he has the ball with 6 minutes to go. And I wish I could tell you that I was on the right side of that game last night with 7 minutes left to go. The odds were plus 450 live bet. And as soon as I hit submit, here was the problem with my broadcast. We were watching a stream off the Xfinity app yesterday, so we were like 2 minutes behind everyone else. By the time we got to make that prop bet or the live bet, 3rd and 15, he had already converted to Tyreek Hill and it had dropped to 2-1. Almost got in at plus 450. Point being,
Alex bet it at halftime.
Good for him.
He bet the money line.
Good for him. And I'm proud of him. But
he also lost $30 to Brian.
To me.
It's okay. We
they
all
did their own little side bets last night.
Various prop bets.
What was your biggest win?
MVP.
MVP. Somehow Alex let... They each picked like four players for MVP. Somehow Alex let Brian get both quarterbacks.
What?
I took Mahomes.
Was this a snake draft? How did you do this?
I took Mahomes, and he took like Kittle, and then
he took Kittle ahead of Garoppolo.
Garoppolo was like he was my third pick.
Yeah, Brian goes Mahomes. He goes.
I think it was
you went Kittle. You went Garoppolo. Then you went Nick Bosa. Yeah. And then Alex goes. He goes. Oh God. He goes. Who was it?
If Alex didn't take Damian Williams, I'm going to be very upset.
No,
with him.
Neither of them did. I literally kept saying all game. I was like, oh, there's this
Super Bowl MVP. I took Mostert. I took Mostert.
Oh.
Oh, you took Mostert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex took just everyone. He took like Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce.
At least he won.
Tyron Matthew, and I don't even know who
else. Tyron Matthew?
Because they each picked a defensive player.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This was atrocious.
Yeah.
We had over under 1.5 A-Rod appearances during halftime.
Oh.
And
Brian took the under.
I took the under. So that it was, they didn't show him during the actual performance.
Right.
But
they still showed him during halftime.
Until the kick.
Right.
And they showed him
I
once.
I think I saw one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't show him twice. And Brian's like on the edge of his seat waiting for the kickoff. You've never seen someone so excited for a kickoff before in his life.
You haven't lived until you have like a stopwatch out during the halftime.
Oh, I had
show.
The stop. I wasn't even involved in any bets. I just had the stopwatch out time of the national anthem.
You have not lived, I'm telling you. You have not lived until when the game is over, you scream at all of your friends to say, shut up, I'm waiting for the Gatorade.
She was
pour.
Fantastic, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's talk. Okay, let's save that for a minute. I agree with you. I thought Demi was amazing, too.
Yes, fantastic.
Thought she was great. What were we talking about? Okay, let's talk Niners now. Let's do this. I'll tell you, folks, it's the day after the Super Bowl. Who blew it? Was it Jimmy G or Kyle Shanahan? Skip?
God. A little bit of both.
This is such a stupid conversation. Shanahan. I hate these either ors, but yeah, go ahead.
It's definitely, I mean, Shanahan now twice. I mean, obviously everyone's been talking
he
all
is,
day. But
he is now responsible for the two biggest like comeback wins for the opposing team in the Super Bowl ever. He literally...
His team was up by 10 points with less than 10 minutes to go.
It's crazy.
His
dude.
Team was up by 25 at halftime, and he blew that one, too.
Dude, it's crazy.
Dude, I just am convinced he has no concept of when he should and should not be running the ball. He's running the ball all game against the Packers. They threw 6 passes. They could have thrown all over the Packers, too. He's just running the ball like 60 times against them, and then in the Super Bowl, he's got a lead, and he just wants to throw the ball and stop the clock for the Chiefs, because all they need is 2 seconds to score.
I will defend him just a hair on that point and say the 2nd and 5 throw was not egregious. And on third down...
Which one was that?
That was when, I think, that's what you're referring to after they ran it on first down, got 5 yards. It was on their last possession before the Chiefs scored and won.
Oh, I just mean the whole game. He just should have been running. That's your bread and butter. That is what has gotten you to this point. Not been Jimmy G.
A lot of people are like pinning it on a few plays.
I'm not pinning it on a few plays. I'm pinning it on the game plan.
Here's how I think about this, right? Like, I am not qualified to comment on play calling in the NFL. I'm just not. Like, I watch football every weekend, but there is no shot in hell I could even pass as a high school.
I'm glad you could acknowledge that.
Yes, as a high school offensive coordinator. So I'm not qualified to say that. My eyes will often deceive me when I question a play call. What I do understand, I think, after however many years I've been watching football, is clock management. Like, that's something I could wrap my brain around. And, like, if you hired me as a clock management guy for an NFL team, I would do a halfway decent job.
To that point, the Niners drives in the fourth quarter, 5 plays, 17 yards, 3 minutes and 4 seconds. Next drive. Then Mahomes' touchdown made it 20-17 to Kelsey. Second possession, 3 plays, 5 yards, 1:03 off the clock. Chiefs score a touchdown. 7 plays, 27 yards, 1:19 off the clock.
That's a problem.
You hate to see it. Then a touchdown, and then touchdown for
the Chiefs,
and then Garoppolo threw the pick when it didn't matter.
So, look, I can only comment on the clock management. I don't know, like, if you're going to drop a screen, drop a little dump off to Kittle, who was wide open on third down. Like,
yeah.
Garoppolo just missed him.
Yep.
So, like, I'm not going to question that play calling. The only thing that I can say that is a boneheaded fucking decision is the halftime thing. And we're sitting there, 1:40 on the clock. You don't even want to, you know, attempt the field goal.
Fucking John Lynch is up there. Call timeout. Call timeout.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
They had 3 timeouts too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
They had 3 timeouts.
Yeah. Had all 3 timeouts.
John Lynch.
Owner's box.
Oh, fucking John Lynch, the GM, had to be in fucking Shanahan's ear after that game, just ripping him a new one.
Dude, that's crazy.
That three or 7 points, whatever they end up there, if they do it right and, you know, actually score, makes a massive difference in that game.
So I'm watching Colin Cowherd this morning, and don't bash Shanahan too hard. The one play that was his most successful all game was the Kittle throw that got called back on like a questionable pass interference. And it's like, if that play had stood, like, oh, they might have had 3 points, maybe even 7. And I'm like, bro, Shanahan could have stopped the clock and had 10 more shots at that same play. Like, you can't be in a position. The only reason why they didn't score is because he ran it down to 16 seconds and then decided, field goal. Why not? Points. Ridiculous. Absurd.
It was so stupid.
I also think Jimmy Garoppolo looked pretty fucking bad yesterday. I'll say that, too. And I think you're right. It's probably a little bit of both. And to blame it on one or the other is silly. But clearly,
I think it's silly to expect that much out of Jimmy G, though.
$140 million quarterback?
Yeah.
It's silly to expect that?
Yep.
Your franchise guy? You signed him after seven games?
You signed him without knowing what he was. Yeah, so that's a different conversation.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying to expect him to be, you know, the savior of that team when he wasn't like the guy all year.
Can he make one throw? Can he make one big throw?
You can't get sacked on that last play.
Can he make one big throw?
I don't know, but banking on a guy that we know is not like a great, great quarterback to make a good throw in the last dying minutes of the Super Bowl, I don't know if that's really fair unless you're Eli Manning. Future Hall of Famer Eli Manning. You know, I'm just saying, like, we know he's not good.
They
were very good this year, not on the back of Jimmy G.
I'm not sure we knew that.
I think we knew that because their running game was sick and their defense was sick all year.
He scored 38 points in the NFC Championship game and their quarterback threw the ball 8 times.
He was not exactly...
I'm not sure that was an indictment on him. They were running the ball well.
Yeah, but he was not exactly a great quarterback all year. It's not like we were talking about him like he was Mahomes or...
He was good in that Saints game. He was good in that Ravens game. Like, he had flashes of it, man.
Yeah,
they played from behind. That Saints game, they were down like 2-3 scores in that game.
More oftentimes than not, if you're in the Super Bowl, your quarterback was at least in an MVP, the MVP run. He was never in the MVP run this season.
No, certainly not. And I agree with you. Like, the running game is the centerpiece of the offense. But again,
and they didn't fucking use it.
You are Shanahan. A $140 million quarterback that has been given the franchise designation. This is his franchise. They gave him the keys.
That's also not his fault, though. Who's going to say no to $140 million?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it's his fault. But but the Niners have acknowledged, like, this is their franchise quarterback.
Well, yeah.
Just one throw. Not even two. I'm not even asking for two. Make one throw that's longer than 30 yards and that ices the game.
This is what, his second year starting?
Third, right? Well, I mean, he got hurt last year.
So really second year.
Second.
Right.
He's basically the same as Patrick Mahomes in terms of experience.
I just want one throw. That's all.
I'm just saying.
Did he make one? Can you name one? What's his signature throw yesterday?
The Kittle throw.
The Kittle throw got called back.
No, I'm just saying.
Come on, dude.
No, I know. That's why I said it.
Had Sanders wide open.
I understand. Again, listen, he's just not that good of a quarterback. Like, he's like perfectly average at quarterback. It'd be like asking Alex Smith to play quarterback when he doesn't have a broken leg.
Alex Smith makes one of them more of those throws, I think.
Maybe.
I think so.
Still, though, Niners
would have been better off with Alex Smith this
never
year.
Never should have traded.
But you know that he's not going to be the one carrying you to the win.
This was the Alex Smith Bowl, wasn't it? It was the two teams that let Alex Smith walk.
It was.
Yep.
Hot take. That was my dad's favorite take from, like, we excoriated him for this. He was like, ever since Alex Smith left the Niners locker room, the organization imploded. We're like, bro, he was the backup for like 3 years. He wasn't in the locker room. He's a winning quarterback. Intangibles. Doesn't have a leg, but he's got the intangibles.
God, he doesn't have a leg.
Everything tangible does not have.
But you just know that Alex Smith is not carrying you to that Super Bowl, though.
I'm just asking for one throw. That's all. Ryan Fitzpatrick gives you one throw yesterday. Guarantee you that.
He also might throw four picks.
Hot take. Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick wins that game yesterday.
I don't think he does.
Does Ryan Tannehill win that game?
I don't think he does.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
And you know that I am the biggest Tannehill fan in this room. There is no way.
You're not the biggest Tannehill fan in this house, though. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, Andre?
Oh, my God. I've not heard the end of it.
Well, yeah, because you were like, oh, you know, Mariota, you got to keep him at quarterback. Tannehill's not the answer. Guess he was.
Adam Gase is just that bad of a coach.
Yeah, that too. Just
silly
man.
Me. Silly me to forget about that small detail.
Just saying.
I've never seen someone destroy an all-time great running back's career than Adam Gase and what he's doing to Le'Veon Bell right now.
Isn't doing him any favors.
But. Yeah, but you can game plan for that little bit.
We're the worst line in football, man. We're the worst offensive line perhaps in the last 5 years. We're atrocious.
Listen, I get it, but you still have Le'Veon Bell. You're telling me you can't get him the ball at all? You can throw it to him. He's clearly a great receiving back, too. He, for Christ's sake, he lined up at wide receiver half the time for the Steelers.
Did you see when Adam Gase threw our GM under the bus? Because he's like, yo, do you want Le'Veon Bell on your team next year?
He goes, whatever his name makes the player, personnel decisions.
I don't handle personnel. What the fuck, dude?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So, no. Tannehill does not win that game.
Okay. I'm not so sure that's true.
I think he does.
Tannehill does he not
made
win
a,
that
he,
game.
Dude, he made a lot of...
He made one throw! He made one throw when it mattered. I know, like, Derrick Henry ran the ball 40 times, but he made that one throw to ice the game against the Patriots when he needed to make it. I needed one of that out of Garoppolo yesterday. Just one. That's all I'm asking for. I don't think it's that much to ask. His guys were wide open.
I'm just saying it's stupid to blame something on an average quarterback who you know is not that great.
Kittle was open every other play yesterday. And Debo's amazing. How great's Debo?
Hot take about Kittle.
Uh-oh.
I think he's better skill-wise than Gronk was, but Gronk had the physical advantage over literally every human ever to step on a football field.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty reasonable take.
That's a pretty sane take.
A lot of people would be like, no, Gronk's the greatest of all time. How dare you say something like that?
Oh no. I think Kittle has a case. No, I think Kittle will
by the end of his career.
I think Kittle is going to build
an
a legitimate case.
Monster.
No, I love, like, all these talking heads. Remember when Doug Gottlieb was like, yeah, not really a blocking tight end. And then you watch him, and you watch that offensive line, and it's like, this is the best blocking tight end I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, literally.
He's incredible.
fucking Gottlieb. I hate that guy.
You know, he's almost as good as Gronk, but doesn't quite have the hands. And it's like yesterday he has this catch from an inch off the ground. Guy's amazing. And he's faster than Gronk ever was.
Yeah.
So
like I said, there'll just be people who will be like, yep. It's like the MJ LeBron argument. LeBron's clearly the most skilled player ever, who also wins. But they're like, no, MJ's the GOAT because he's MJ.
Count him. 6 rings.
Right.
Count him.
It's the same argument.
I just want to say to the Patriots fans, all y'all that were like, yeah, we should have kept Garoppolo. Shut up. After yesterday. Just shut up. I'm calling out our friend Damian in particular, I think.
Bill wins that game.
Yeah.
I
think it's a little bit different if he's
Bill wins that game
with Josh McDaniels and not Kyle Shanahan.
Here's
Bill wins that game even with Garoppolo.
Here's my only point. Like, all the Patriots fans, specifically Damian a few months ago, was like, yeah, we should have kept Garoppolo.
Oh yeah,
traded Brady stupid. Away, whatever, and they won a Super Bowl after that. Like, for them, the one Super Bowl, they would give that up for 20 years of competence at quarterback. It's like, bro, enough. You don't know what would have happened had you traded Brady and kept Jimmy G. Who knows?
Bill,
just shut up.
Bill still wins that Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, yes, he's the greatest coach of all time. And Kyle Shanahan is now the new Andy Reid. So, I saw Simmons yesterday. God. I actually had the best take. He was like, remember that movie It Follows? It's like a horror movie. And
nope.
Okay, so it's basically like an allegory for STDs. There's this demon that like haunts this girl. And she has to... No, when she has sex with like another person, the demon then takes over that person. So it becomes like this infection, essentially. Like, that's what happened between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan yesterday. It was like they met during a Super Bowl and somehow one of them botched the fourth quarter worse than the other one ever could. So now Shanahan has this curse for the rest of time,
Kyle
essentially.
Shanahan banged Andy Reid.
Well, I don't think it was a literal thing. It was more of a metaphorical banging.
Damn.
More of a metaphorical fornication.
I want to bang Andy Reid. Did you see him make the comment about his
trophy
his
wife?
Trophy wife? That was awesome. I wasn't with a trophy, but I was with my trophy wife.
I'll tell you what, not too unattractive. I know she's actually a fairly attractive woman.
I haven't seen her. Died at the clip.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so funny.
There was a big argument. Would you rather be Jimmy G... and you have the looks, but you never win a Super Bowl? Or would you rather be Tom Brady, except you look like Andy Reid?
Can you imagine if Andy Reid, the quarterback...
Take a wild guess who posed that question at my party yesterday, Mike.
Oh, man. Tell me it was your uncle.
Of course it was.
Oh, man. Of course he did. Oh, man. That is such a... That is such a Jerry question. That there's no...
The consensus was Garoppolo. But this was a whole argument because Andre and I made the claim that Jimmy G was better looking than Brady.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we all agree.
It's not even... It's not really close. Not that close. Have you seen that fucking jawline?
Incredible.
Have you seen that chin? Have you seen the chin?
Incredible.
This guy has impeccable bone structure.
Somehow this guy got in the Mount Rushmore of athletes, of attractive athletes within his first 3
years.
I
don't even know who's in the same class as him.
What was faster, Mahomes climbing to the MVP or Garoppolo climbing to the most attractive man
Jimmy
in,
G.
in the NFL?
As soon as he got in the league, as soon as he got in the Patriots, it was...
Literally draft night. That was all it took.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't name you an athlete. Start. I could not name you an athlete that compares to Jimmy G.
I don't think... Ronaldo, I guess. Ronaldo's close.
He's close, but he's close because of the body, not because of the face.
Oh, Jimmy G's got the best face.
That's what I'm saying.
No question.
No, exactly. But
who's
the face
number two?
The face is what lasts.
Who's number two?
The body can go.
NFL, who's number two?
Oh, fuck.
Aaron?
No.
Cam?
Might be Cam.
Cam, right?
If we're talking quarterbacks, it might be Cam.
Odell?
I don't think it's Odell.
Amendola? That's been a lot of...
He's also a good-looking guy. Have you seen Danny Amendola?
I have.
He was dating that... Oh, man, that one model.
Better than Edelman.
What was her name? Oh, shoot. She was a smoke. I forgot who he used to...
I'll tell you who it was before he retired. It's Eric Decker.
Oh my God, Eric Decker!
Eric Decker was locked in.
You ever seen what's her name? Jesse? Is there his wife's name?
It's not Brooklyn Decker, right?
No, I don't think so.
I always get them confused. I think it is Jesse Decker.
I think it's Jesse. I think she has a hyphenated last name.
Okay,
Yeah, Jessie. She was like in an interview talking, like sometimes they're basically asking about like their sex life or something like that, like indirectly. And she was like, oh yeah, he's got like the, he's like the hottest guy I literally have ever seen in my life. She's like, I just love shaving. Jessie. She's like, I just love shaving designs in his pubes. She was like fucking oh, saying that shit. God. Yeah.
Could be the world's most beautiful couple.
Oh, jeez. She is also very attractive.
Incredible. Look at these two.
Yeah.
That's the type of couple that you're just embarrassed if they walk into the party with you. You know what I mean? It's like, I have to leave now. Moment of silence. The Deckers have arrived. It's like if Prince walks into a room. It's like, I can't be at this party right now. Right. This is,
no, they are.
I have
they
no
are
business sharing
couple.
Air with you.
Who else would even be?
I don't think there's anyone.
I don't know anyone in any sport that is in the same class.
By the way, you seen Mahomes' girlfriend?
Yep.
See her on the broadcast?
No, I actually didn't see her on the broadcast. I've seen her.
Yeah. He's got to trade in for the new model soon, I think.
Have you seen him, though?
It doesn't matter.
Have you heard his voice?
My little cousin is in love with him. My
Luke
little
Mahomes?
Yes.
Which little cousin?
Bella. In love.
She really?
She comes up to me yesterday. She shows me her phone background on the phone. Patrick
That's
Mahomes.
Awesome. Jeez.
Oh, then she goes, did you see the horse face girlfriend on the broadcast? Called her a horse face. 13 years old. Horse face.
Wow. Oh, man. That's brutal.
Wow. Wow.
That is brutal.
Listen.
I think she's fine.
I'm just saying, he's not exactly easy on the eyes.
He's an MVP.
Yeah.
Youngest Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
So was Eli, but you don't see Eli bringing in tens.
Oh, he could, though.
Eli?
He could.
No shot.
I think Mahomes is better looking than Eli, too.
Yeah, he is. But he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
That's a good point. Hall of Famer, too. Future Hall of Famer. Anything you want to say about the game?
About the game. Kittle's great.
Kittle is great.
Bosa's great.
Couldn't Hill have had a shot at the MVP?
Mahomes is great.
No.
Hill? Tyreek Hill?
No. Yeah.
Dude was responsible for one of those picks. No.
Oh, the ball was behind him. Dude, that was a bad throw.
If it hits your hands and you're Tyreek Hill,
nah.
You should be catching that ball.
Disagree.
That pass was not that far behind him.
It was not that far behind him.
It was behind him, I'll give you that, but it really wasn't.
It was
like,
not a great throw.
It wasn't a horrible throw either. It wasn't a pick-worthy throw.
Well, I don't know what a pick-worthy throw is. I mean, pick-worthy throw just
results
in
them getting
a pick. I don't
know, but you throw it right to the defender like he did earlier in the game.
Man, two bad picks for
him. Later. Like, I don't even know when he threw that pick.
It's going to be a little asterisk next to this Super Bowl that only us will remember. You know what I mean?
What's that asterisk?
What's the...
Well, just, you know, two picks. He was awful for three quarters, and then Shanahan just chokes it away.
No kidding.
I mean, the third and 15, the Niners give up 41 to Hill on that play where, like, that was if Mahomes, I mean, that was a turning point in the game. That's when they were down by 10 still with, like,
I've also never seen someone who can get his, he has an unbelievable arm. Like, that, on that throw to Hill, where he just dropped it in the basket there, like, granted, he was open, but there's still, like, four guys closing in. Like, the fact you can see that window while falling back, getting tackled by, like, two or three guys, have the arm strength and accuracy to just like put it in Tyreek Hill's hands.
He's the
where
guy,
no
dude.
One else can catch it. Like, that is just.
He's the guy. He's the next face.
I get it, but Brady was the guy for how many years? Brady couldn't
sure,
have
no.
done that.
Only Jay Cutler could have done that.
And only by accident.
No, I mean, he's amazing. He's as advertised,
that's
right?
Like, that's like literally like an Aaron throw.
Yeah.
But like. Better than Aaron.
Yeah, but, well, first of all, he has better weapons than Aaron ever had. Like, Jordy Nelson was never Tyreek Hill. And
no.
He never had a tight end like Travis Kelce, because no one ever had a tight end like Travis
Kelce.
Was
it you last night that said, like, if the Packers held on to Randall Cobb, that's like
I said that, yeah.
That's all they needed,
I said last night. Who,
now there's a hot take.
I said, who would have thought that the Packers would have missed Randall Cobb?
Well,
on
that's
offense
true.
This year.
That's true.
I said
they never really had a backup plan, though. They just sort of assumed that
Allison or Scantling
would have.
They never traded for anybody.
No,
like, there was rumors.
Well,
they don't.
They don't make a lot of trades.
No, but
you would think that they would have done something.
They thought Lazard was going to pan out.
Imagine they sign Golden Tate instead of the Giants.
It's true.
It's a sick offense.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's a sick offense.
I love the fact
and
that Golden
Giants
Tate is
saved
on the
Giants. Like $30 million if they don't do that.
That is so funny that Golden Tate is on the Giants right now. That is hilarious. It is my favorite thing.
Yeah, we don't want to spend big on Odell, but we'll spend big on Golden fucking Tate.
No, it was the immediacy of the contract. It was like 2 days after they traded him, they made that signing. And the fact that it was like a three-year deal?
Four.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
4 years, like $31 million.
That is so funny. Not as funny as the fact that Mahomes just got drafted 10th overall. And, like, the Jets could have had him, or the Giants could have had him, or any of these
teams.
The
Giants were reportedly trying to trade up for him.
Oh, is that right?
To that pick, but they got outbid by the Chiefs.
Oh.
So the Giants had the right idea. Jerry Reese is a fucking moron. But that's besides the point.
You know how much I love Jamal Adams, but that is just going to hurt for the rest of my life. It's just going to be this
Bears
thing.
Fans have it worse because they took Trubisky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you also passed on Watson.
Yeah, no.
That too.
Well, Watson was the one day of. Like, I'm going to feel the same way if, like, well, we're not going to get Lawrence. But Trevor Lawrence and Watson, ironically, two Clemson quarterbacks, are the only ones where I'm like watching them and I know nothing about college football, but it's just obvious to me that they're going to make it. Like, it's just instantly obvious the second you see them. They have all the intangibles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like no amount of combines or workouts or whatever can, or pro days.
I mean, for Watson to beat Alabama and then to just pass on him with Alabama being such a force.
Yeah.
Like, just stupid.
Dude, it's ridiculous. No, it's because when you're evaluating draft talent, the one thing that is the unknown are the intangibles, right? Like, you're just looking for the leadership qualities, good under pressure, good head on his shoulders, everything. And Watson just checked all those boxes, and he's mobile, and he's got a good arm, and he's accurate, and fucking hell, man. Sammy Darnold, though, man.
Daniel Jones.
We're going to get him this year. By the way.
Oh, God. Here's a hot take coming.
No hot take. We're watching ESPN yesterday. I forget why the pregame was, like, boring. Maybe Trump was on. I don't know. And we changed the channel because we saw American Cornhole League, ESPN, yep. 6 p.m., Daniel Jones versus Sam Darnold. Jones versus Sam Darnold.
That was on?
Yes. So we flip to the station. There's 5 minutes left. It's a women's college basketball game. It's like Rutgers versus like Mississippi State or something. I have no idea who it was. Let me see real quick. I'll give you the exact rundown. It was Rutgers, Minnesota, women's basketball, ESPN. The final 2 minutes of the game.
Big Ten matchup right there.
Okay, no one was in the crowd, so I assume no one gave a shit.
Well, yeah, it's Rutgers and Minnesota women's basketball.
So we're watching.
It's not Super Bowl Sunday.
UConn.
Me, my brother.
On Sunday. Right.
That's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Me, my brother, cousin's boyfriend. The three of us are sitting there watching the waning minutes of this game, waiting for Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold. All of a sudden, 2 seconds to go. I think it was Rutgers was down 2. They foul. She makes both their free throws overtime. Oh, my God. All we want to do is watch Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. Here's another 5 minutes. Let's watch this shit, baby. We're getting there. We're getting into this game. I haven't watched women's basketball in like 10 years. Double fucking overtime. I kid you not. Double overtime. Minnesota wins 73-71.
I gave up women's basketball to be here with you guys tonight.
Yes.
I'm to watch Oregon and UConn.
They preempted the ACL, as they call it.
Shit.
The American Cornhole League. They preempted it for double overtime in this women's basketball game that I had no interest in. I wish we bet the line. We had like parlayed Minnesota with friggin' the under.
Who won?
Minnesota, 73-71. I watched every second of it.
You had to look at your phone to say that, though. Yes. You didn't know off
no,
memory.
Still.
So did you get to see Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold?
They preempted it. No. They just canceled it. It wasn't on anymore.
So what came on after that?
It was like the slip and slide stairs. You ever seen this?
Yes.
Is that like...
Where they have to literally try and go upstairs, but it's all slippery and wet?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that was just on.
I think that was like a Japanese game show first.
Well, it was on ESPN.
I've seen that on Twitter. That's how I knew
it was
that.
On ESPN as the national
just
anthem was being
Japanese
sung.
Game shows.
I don't know, dude. Ridiculous. Good for Andy Reid, I guess. Right? We're happy for Andy Reid in general.
Oh, I'm very happy for Andy Reid.
Yeah, I am too. I'm happy for Mahomes.
My roommates were pissed that Andy Reid got a Super Bowl, though. I've never seen people more upset about a guy who has no impact on their life winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, just
like for the first time. It's not like it's Tom Brady where you're just like sick of seeing this guy over and over again if you're like any other fan besides the Pats.
Yeah.
Like they were very, very angry about Andy Reid winning a Super Bowl.
Why? Because they like were used to Andy Reid blowing fourth quarter leads.
I quote, "Fuck that fat ass motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
He's so fucking overrated. I hate him." Mm. I'm like, why? All right, unnecessary.
How amazing all three timeouts left in his pocket. That what a flex. What a flex.
Well, Shanahan was trying to do the same thing. That's why no one called the timeout.
That game flew. The fact that was over by MVP was announced by 10:30 last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was unreal. That was so good.
Yeah. I still thought it was a little boring, though. I could have used a little more offense. Or just, I don't know, a little more of something.
Well, there was one point where I told Mike, it must have been after the pick, the Niners pick right at the end of the fourth quarter. I was just like, defense wins championships. And he goes, yep. And then everything just changed.
It literally, like, said that. It's like we jinxed the 49ers.
Yeah.
Right.
You can blame us, 49ers fans. We did it.
Yeah. 7 minutes left in the game.
We both truly believe that game was over, just like all of America.
Sure. I mean, there was a little part of me. That's why I almost bet on it. But, man, that 3rd and 15 was just incredible. Man, just too many, like, runs on second downs and too many check downs. And, like, there was just a lot of that
yesterday.
There was
a lot of check downs for both teams.
Not like Andy Reid coached a great game. I know, like, we're giving him credit and everything for not blowing it. But some of that play calling, 2nd and 10.
His defense was ready, though.
Yeah, I guess. 2nd and 15.
They played pretty well.
I guess. And part of it's Mahomes, too, I'm sure. Like, just
the only big plays they really gave up were end-arounds to Deebo Samuel.
Yeah. No, it was good. Good game plan. Good game. No, same thing against Tennessee, though. They contained Henry, I thought, pretty effectively.
Yeah.
You know, all things considered. No, definitely improved. This whole narrative that they're terrible against the run.
Like I kind of said, though, when you only have to focus on one aspect of the game because the quarterback's not very good.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's much easier to play defense.
I'm over Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I'm over him.
No kidding.
Patriots fans should too. Anything else on football related terms?
Are we discussing the halftime show?
Of course we are.
Okay.
Why do you think we came here? Do you know me? What?
I'm just checking.
All right, let's move on then. I feel incredibly validated after last night's halftime because I have been hyping this thing for months and everybody's like, oh, who cares? J-Lo, she's washed. Shakira, can't name one Shakira song.
Hips don't lie.
Oh, man. Those hips did not lie yesterday. Let me tell you that.
I thought the halftime show was fine. I didn't think it was anything, like, great. I don't know. I don't know literally any J-Lo song ever besides Jenny from the Block. That's the only one I know. Literally the only J-Lo song I could name you. Brian didn't even know that one. Brian had never heard Jenny from the Block.
Did you both not like the halftime show?
No,
I thought it was fine.
To me, it's fine every year. Like, I'm not huge into music.
I would have preferred Bruno Mars.
Whatever's on is on.
He did it like 3 times already, didn't he?
And I wish he did it like 5 more. Yes, he did. 3 years in a row, actually. I still wish he was there again.
All I was hoping was that A-Rod didn't show up on the screen.
It was much, much, much better than Maroon 5 was last year.
Oh, my God.
It was much better than that.
Yeah, I think also much better than Justin Timberlake the year before. He was awful, too. Remember him?
Nope.
Exactly.
But wasn't Bruno on that one?
No, he was on the Coldplay one. Remember when Coldplay came out?
Bruno was there for like 3 years in a row. Was that literally like 14, 15, 16?
I think it was 2 years in a row.
Are you sure? You sure you didn't have a small part?
No, I'm not sure. No, of course not. No, I think he did one solo, and it was with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Remember they came out and they were all like shirtless, just jumping around?
Yep. I do.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. And then
I do remember that. Yeah.
And then the next year they brought Coldplay out. And then I think like the NFL had an epiphany of, wait a minute, like this halftime show couldn't be any more white if it was a fucking Ku Klux Klan rally. That's how like white Coldplay was.
Yep.
So we're going to like bring out Bruno and Beyonce. and they both just stole that halftime show.
Yeah.
Because Coldplay is like
Coldplay
terrible.
Had like two songs that they played.
And they're like, yeah, just let Bruno and Beyonce do their thing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think Lady Gaga had one recently. Hers was very good. When she dove off the stadium.
It was.
Top of the stadium.
Was he part of the Katy Perry one too? I think he might have had a part in the Katy
Missy
Perry
Elliott
one.
Was in the Katy Perry one.
So? There was like six people in last night's. It was four.
Lenny Kravitz, too, was in that. Anyway, well, first of all, I couldn't recognize the other two rappers.
I just...
Bad Bunny is one of their names?
Yeah, and I forgot the other guy's name.
I'm at that point in my life now where I have no idea who these guys are.
I don't think you're supposed to know who those guys are.
My entire life with that. So.
I don't think you were really supposed to know who those guys were because they were just features on their songs, and I think they're just both Latin, like... pop or hip-hop singers, and if you don't listen to Latin music, I don't think you really know who they were outside of knowing they featured on that one Shakira or that one J-Lo song.
Why wasn't Pitbull there?
He did the pregame show, apparently. That was the reason.
They couldn't bring him out?
Well, they should have.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Not just one?
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Is there a douchier nickname that you can give yourself than Mr. Worldwide?
Yeah, but he is Mr. Worldwide, though.
He is, man.
He's not Mr. Miami. He's Mr. Worldwide.
Incredible outfits, J-Lo.
Also, I would have known a million more Pitbull songs than I ever would have known from either of those two last night. I actually knew more Shakira songs than I did J-Lo songs.
Did you know Get on the Floor? Na 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 na.
I had no idea that was J-Lo.
Yeah.
Literally.
She did that, right, last night?
I think so.
Yeah.
Literally no idea that was J-Lo until it was played.
So you knew Hips Don't Lie?
Yep.
She-Wolf?
Yep.
Whenever, Wherever.
Yep.
Great song.
What's the Waka Waka song or whatever?
Waka Waka.
I knew that one too.
Look, man, I don't respect a lip singer or lip syncer, I should say.
And J-Lo was lip syncing.
I think Shakira was lip syncing even more explicitly than J-Lo.
Really?
Too.
I thought she was doing it less than J-Lo.
Okay.
I thought J-Lo was like very noticeable that she was not singing.
Yeah. I straight up do not care. I really don't care. You know why? Because I went back and I watched that Michael Jackson halftime show from like 94, and he was lip syncing in it. And like everybody agrees that like that's one of the top five halftimes.
They all do. And there's, okay, here's the problem.
Well, they don't all do it, but some of them do.
Well,
it.
If you're doing some shit like they were doing last night with all like the acrobatic shit and all the dancing and running around.
The choreography was amazing.
It was fine.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was fine.
There was a pole dance in the halftime show,
That was
show,
kind
dude.
Of unnecessary.
Oh, totally necessary.
No.
I saw a theory that it was an FU to the Oscars because they snubbed her of a Best Supporting Actress nomination for that stripper movie.
Maybe.
By the way, incredible pole dancing scene in Hustlers. I recommend just for that scene. Give her the Oscar just for that.
I don't find pole dancing interesting.
Well, neither do I, but, you know.
Even when there's a woman on it, I don't, like, it's not something I would prefer to watch. I don't understand the appeal to
it.
I
did not see an ounce of cellulite in Hustlers. It's really amazing. The movie's kind of boring, but like scantily clad J-Lo is something else, dude. She's 50.
Yeah. How old's Shakira? Like 45?
42, I think.
42.
Both look great.
They're both married to like sports super engaged in relationships with like sports superstars too.
He's a soccer player, Shakira's?
Yeah, for okay. Barcelona. He's like one of the greatest Spanish players ever.
Is he really?
Like from Spain, yeah. I think he's, what's his name? I think it's Is it Jordi Alba or is it Sergio Ramos? I don't know. They're both like defensive players, but they're both like all-time great. So whichever one she's dating is still an all-time great. Just like A-Rod's technically an all-time great if you don't care about steroids.
Technically.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion, but it's a conversation for a different day.
I think they may be like the third most beautiful couple behind Brooklyn and, or sorry, Jesse and Eric Decker.
Who?
And then A-Rod and J-Lo.
Yeah.
Oh, they gotta be. They got to be top five.
A-Rod's not that great looking.
My favorite was when...
He's not.
J-Lo started dancing up against that guy. I was like, ah, fuck you, A-Rod.
A-Rod's fine with it.
Of course he
they
is.
Have an arrangement. It's fine.
Of course he is. I did love, though, how he was just in the crowd. That was just where he was for that whole thing. He's on the field in the crowd that's surrounding the stage in midfield.
You want to know the secret to a happy marriage is... You both have to love the same thing. In this case, they both love themselves more than they love each other. And that's, well, you know?
Yes.
That is the secret to their relationship.
Yes.
There are not two people that love each themselves more than anyone else in the world. They are such egomaniacs.
This was not better. This halftime show was not better than the Beyonce, most recent Beyonce halftime show.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
That halftime show was unreal.
I agree. I'm not sure it was better than Lady Gaga. Anybody putting it in the same stratosphere as Prince is just like...
No, I don't think it was even better than Bruno Mars.
I'm canceling you if you think
I really don't think it was better than Bruno Mars either.
Yeah, probably not. The Chili Peppers does take that down a bit.
Sure. But so does Bad Bunny and the other guy.
Bad Bunny. I don't know, man.
At work today, I was first of all, not surprised about who said it. But I also was like, I couldn't believe he said it in public. But he was like, did you see that guy with the thing on his head? It looked like a condom. I was like, oh my God, that's so racist. He's calling a do-rag a condom.
Oh, God.
Like, that is messed up.
Who won the halftime show?
Who won the halftime?
Yeah, Shakira or J-Lo.
Shakira.
Yeah, I think so. By a hair. By decision, I think. I don't think it was a knockout. I think just by a hair.
I just knew more.
But I'd like
songs
to see a rematch. I think you're right. Yeah, the songbook's just better.
Yeah. I just don't think J-Lo's that... J-Lo is more known for her looks than she actually is for her music, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Like, I think she's just a star because she had Jenny from the Block.
She can act, though. I'll give her that.
She could. Yeah, she's just realizing she can do that at 50.
Yes. Hey.
And she's just amazing looking. So, like, I think she's engaged or whatever to A-Rod.
Yes.
Also bumps her up a little bit.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. I would put level of difficulty of J-Lo's routine a little higher, I think. But then again, like, Shakira was playing Zeppelin on the guitar yesterday. Like,
and the drums.
And she was drumming. Do you know she's a Mensa member?
Shakira is a member
of Mensa.
Shut up. Are you for real?
I am 100% serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have never known that.
Dude, I fucking love Shakira.
That is amazing.
I feel so validated.
Doesn't she have, like, the most followers on, like, social media of, like, any person?
Yeah, I think that might be right.
She has, like, 65 million, like, Instagram followers or some shit
like
that.
Yeah, something crazy. Let me look the exact number. Yeah, I think she's in, like, the top five, at least.
I think she might only be behind, like, Ronaldo or something.
51.9 million on Twitter.
I think on Instagram it's, like, 65.
Where is Ronaldo? Oh, no, I can't find him. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Shakira, dude.
Yeah, she's got a huge, like, worldwide following.
I have defended her for a while because I, like, she is known as the hips don't lie lady, but, like,
yeah,
you listen.
Why is that a bad thing?
No.
That song is fucking flames.
It's awesome, bro.
It came on today in the car. They were talking about the Super Bowl on, I think it was Barstool that I was listening to on the ride home. Shocker, me listening
to Barstool
Radio.
$450 million BarstoolSports.com.
That's right. I was listening
to... How do you feel about that, Mr. ESPN?
About what?
About a $450 million acquisition of a sports blog.
Good for them, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Gives
me
hope.
They didn't pay $450 million for it. That's not how they...
Well, whatever it was, the evaluation.
They bought $150 million in shares, I think is what they did.
Still.
And then it bumped them up a tiny bit.
Still.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Portnoy alone's worth over $100 million now.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Only in America.
That's insane. Anyways, that song came on today in the car, and I was like, let's fucking go. Dude. Like, I'm like dancing, I'm like, yeah, my hips don't lie. I'm like just fucking sitting there.
There was a belly dancing. Dude, this was the best halftime. I fucking love this halftime show. I gave it a standing ovation afterwards. My brother and I were going nuts the entire time.
It was a solid 6.3.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh my God.
Stop.
6.6 after you saw it for the whole time.
Stop. Stop, dude.
6.6. Once you take into consideration the personality.
No, I get it.
And the overall awareness of what was going on.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, once you figure it all out.
Yeah. J-Lo.
You really have time to digest it.
J-Lo. Demi Lovato was good. You know what actually I thought too? It was like a pretty solid night for commercials. I didn't watch most of them because I was like too busy gambling.
Maybe that's why it was a solid night.
Yeah.
The Momoa one was so funny.
Momoa one was weird, but it was really funny.
It was so funny.
The Tide commercials were a little annoying. I find that guy annoying.
I didn't think they were... Who, Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie Day.
You don't like Charlie Day?
Nah.
You never watched It's Always Sunny?
No.
You should.
Well, I've seen a few here and there, but no, never watched it cover to cover.
It's a very funny show.
Okay. He was just the worst part of Pacific Rim. That's all I know.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
If we're really judging a commercial off of your opinion from Pacific Rim,
great
I think
movie.
We have a problem.
Great movie. This generation's Godfather, actually, Pacific
Rim.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
People at the party that we were at last night, me and Brian, were very upset there were no Clydesdales horses.
Oh, yeah.
And no Dalmatian.
They kind of abandoned that, yeah. Who else? Who else was good?
Who thought we're now old enough to outlive the tenure of the Clydesdale commercials?
So the recording cut off, and now we're back. Damn it! Yeah, we that lost some sucks. Time.
Well, all you missed was we obliterated Brian for thinking the lead-in commercial to the Super Bowl was
the
10-year-old
kid running out of the locker room.
Right,
apparently,
after the
really
commercial.
I think most
people that watch that would have it was just a cute thing. It was just like, oh, like that's cool. Like,
yeah, but you're a moron. Anyways, then we followed that up with where Tom Brady's going to go.
Oh, yes. God. That was,
and if he was actually going to leave, because we were saying that was an all-time like troll.
We
like,
all agreed.
Commercial.
We all agreed he's going to go to the Bears. So
we discussed the possibility of the Raiders in Tennessee, maybe the Chargers, and then we said the dark horse is the Bears.
Always great radio when the recording cuts
that
off.
That is what
on a
we
podcast
did.
That doesn't
you
exist.
You didn't really miss
always
much.
Fun. Always fun. This is the audio entertainment you come
yes.
to this website looking
you
for.
You didn't miss much.
No, I mean, you didn't miss anything. If you didn't listen to the show, your life hasn't changed all that much. So what difference does 10 minutes make?
This is true.
Yeah, I don't know. Commercials, huh? Those were fun.
I did have something else.
Capitalism. Go America.
Oh, we talked about Jameis. And whether
oh, yeah.
or not Jameis to the Bears would be good or bad.
Jameis anywhere would be fun.
Yes.
I mean, that's the bottom line. I don't think you can define it as good or bad. It's just a good time.
I think
I mean, is spring break good or bad?
We're just saying Jameis just is.
Yes.
Jameis just is.
No, I think Jameis is. Is.
Is. Just leave it there. Jameis is.
No, he's more than is, though.
Is he?
You'll remember him.
Yeah.
You know? It's a night you'll never forget, put it that way. I mean, whether or not it's a good lay is a different story.
That has multiple connotations given his history.
Stop.
I thought of that too.
Dude, what? Never mind.
That cashier is scarred for life over those crab legs.
Oh, God. Jameis. Anyway.
By the way, why does he eat his fingers before every game?
Jameis?
It's a W. Game.
He eats his fingers?
Yeah, he doesn't do it before every game, does he?
He, like, chews his fingernails off?
Like this once. No, remember it went, like, viral, his, like, terrible pregame speech?
Yes.
Where he made his fingers into a W. He's, like, sucking on his fingers. He's like, what's that? That's a W.
Well, I will
Let's
say,
go eat a W.
Jameis is one of the all-time pregame speech givers, I would say. Like, I think, like, a couple of those, especially, like, the sideline halftime pep talks, really awesome.
Anyone who has made it this far into the podcast is like, wow. They had, like, the really somewhat interesting, not that really, but, like, I was listening to a conversation that talked about Super Bowl
no, there
and
was
everything
a, there
related,
was a, there
and
was,
now I come back after their audio cuts out. I'm listening to Jameis Winston
No, there
talk.
Was a point in time where this podcast was about
Tom
football.
Tom might be listening.
There was a time. Dude, is Tom still on the Jameis bandwagon?
He Snapchatted me a couple days ago of him playing Madden, and it was a video of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers celebrating the Super Bowl, and he said 2019 Super Bowl champs, baby. So, yes, he is still fully on.
He's still kicking, huh?
The Buccaneers. He's not, I was going to say bandwagon, but he's not a bandwagon fan at all. But
What else we got? Anyway,
oh.
Go ahead.
I've remembered my topic now.
Okay.
Can we talk about, please,
what
Super Bowl party decorum?
Yes.
And how to host a Super Bowl party.
Oh, you want to excoriate Alex.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about this? I haven't said this to him yet.
Let it rip.
I go to Alex. You all know who Alex is if you listen to this podcast
regularly.
We once
hosted a podcast called The Think Tank.
You did.
Remember
we
that
did.
Show?
Wow. Wow. Anyways, back to your regular scheduled programming here on The Nico Show. Alex hosted a Super Bowl party last night.
The Think Tank's about to get rebooted soon. It's about to be like a dark, gritty reboot of the Think Tank.
Oh, great. Can't wait. I can't wait to be part of the Nico Empire.
Yeah, it's not called that anymore. Not called that anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No. Once was
it's
not
too
anymore.
Too many thoughts media?
That is correct.
Oh,
remember when the Sports Brothers was on this website, too?
true.
Dude, one of my favorite moments ever is unfurling the local newspaper and seeing front page, like, beneath the fold headline, local brothers are taking their love of sports to the airwaves.
I forgot about that.
That was in the paper.
Remember that?
Holy shit.
They wrote an article about us in the local paper. Or about them, rather.
I forgot about that.
Should wow. I pull that up right now?
Shout out Nate Brown for
yeah, I'll keep explaining the situation. So Alex hosted a Super Bowl party last night.
I gotta find
and,
this.
And, you know, prior to the gathering, he had told everyone who was coming to, you know, bring an appetizer. He told me and Brian to bring some beer. You know,
all
not
acceptable.
A, yeah, not a big deal.
Yes.
He said be there around 5-ish.
Fine.
You know, that's fine. It's an hour and a half before the game starts. No big deal. Come as you will. 20 minutes before 5 o'clock, this man texts me, and he says, hey, actually, I want to read it word for word on air, because this shit was like, are you kidding me? I still haven't ripped him apart, because I didn't want to make him look like an idiot. He literally, this is what he sends me at 4:40. He says, can you steal some solo cups and plates from your mom? That is what he said.
Oh, my God.
That's this brutal, man hosting the party did not have the necessary paper goods for us to eat off of. How do you host a party and not have things for your guests to eat
off
of?
That's insane. That's actually, that's psychotic.
Or drink out
of. That's psychotic behavior.
I mean, like, obviously you could use, like, I guess your own plates and stuff. Like, that just creates dishes. So I understand the need for paper goods and plastic goods. Like, I get that.
Well, that's a requirement.
Right,
you have to.
Right. Listen. I get that.
Paper goods, you can't ask someone to bring paper goods.
You're asking me to bring paper goods, and not just bring paper goods. Ask my mother if I can bring her paper goods.
Insane. And if she doesn't have some, then what are you going to do?
Okay, well, you've met my mother.
No,
we have some.
I get it. But no, but then.
And he knew that.
Well, perhaps.
There's a Costco in my garage.
Yeah.
There's a Costco in my garage.
People are just rolling out those flatbed trucks.
Most people
picking
use
up stuff wholesale from the Costantini garage.
Most people that's use garages shit. To hold cars. Mine is to hold all of Costco and basically
dude,
their warehouse.
Dude, it is pretty crazy. Everything there is in bulk.
It
is the most insane garage.
Yes.
It's all of cardboard boxes.
It's all bulk. Massive shelves just filled to the brim. There's nothing, you can't put anything else on the shelves.
And Dixie cups stacked to the sky.
As soon as there's a spot on the shelf, yep. It gets replaced immediately with something that was on the floor. Because there's just stuff around the floor in front of the shelves. You can't get to the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, so he asked me to ask my mother to bring paper. Who fucking does that? How are you going to host and not have paper plates for me to eat pizza
no
off
I
of.
Said earlier that's like asking to bring soap for the bathroom. It's like, hey guys, I'm running low on Dove, how about you stop by CVS and pick them up for me? That's crazy. Like, that's some of the worst hosting I've actually ever heard about in my life. This is really
just,
bad.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, that's just really amateur
and
hour.
It's like, but the I guarantee you he would think he's absolved because he provided two big sandwiches and a pizza,
which is also his job.
I know,
it's also your job, dude.
I know.
Get over it.
The other thing about this whole hosting thing was he gave us some ridiculously terrible chairs to sit on.
Yeah, I heard about
that.
Were.
Those chairs that he made us sit on, some old wooden folding chairs that were
it's like
the most
Thanksgiving scene from Charlie Brown.
It was the
literally
most uncomfortable.
You're eating dinner off the ping pong table.
It was the most uncomfortable I've been. At one point, one kid was on the floor because he couldn't sit in the chair anymore.
Insane.
Yeah, because someone else
if you
stole,
have
the,
guests
stole
sitting,
the recliner from him.
If you have guests at your home sitting on the floor, you need to rethink your life.
I
choices.
Was on the floor by the fourth quarter.
There was three. Yeah,
and the floor was uncomfortable, but it was more comfortable than the chair.
There was three people laying on the floor by the fourth quarter.
Yes,
and there was
there would have been four, but she left in the third quarter.
Yes,
were there wings?
No wings.
I thought he was ordering food like 4 days in advance.
He ordered pizza and two large sandwiches.
Oh, big whoop. He wants credit for that?
That's what he ordered.
He put in an order 4 days in advance, two sandwiches and some pizza? Yes.
Brian said he was going to bring dessert. And Brian brought the tiniest box of 9 donuts that were Entenmann's.
You brought Entenmann donuts
and,
as a dessert?
And there were ice nine cream. And ice cream and Lupe.
Was it like Ben and Jerry's? What
no,
was it?
It was
you're like scooping out
Friendly's.
Of the
Friendly's. It was Friendly's. It was half
like a gallon. Vat of ice cream.
No, like a gallon, like your standard gallon of ice.
Yeah,
cream.
Yeah, like right, like a Sure. Like you eat with a spoon while you're watching the Tonight Show?
No, not like the Ben and Jerry's ones. I mean, like if you just go to the grocery store and you're in the freezer
section. That's not a dessert, dude. That's a snack.
I had just gotten off a plane 3 hours earlier.
It was what I just found at Nazo's.
Can
we follow it up with...
All right, Boomer, shut up.
We also couldn't eat ice cream because Alex didn't have any bowls for us to eat out of or spoons or plastic utensils.
Well, clearly not.
But he brings fucking...
You can't bring Entenmann donuts as a dessert?
I brought a veggie platter. Very standard.
That's what my grandmother has out on the table, just in case company stops. That's
at
not
least,
a dessert. Because
they last 4 days.
Yes. At least 5 or 6 of those donuts were gone by the end of the night.
Well, of course, there's no other dessert to eat.
Okay.
I was told there was going to be brownies.
The Entenmann donuts are not a dessert.
Brownies?
There were no brownies present.
Oh, bro, Ritz crackers are more of a dessert than Entenmann donuts. That's insane.
Brian brought Entenmann donuts.
Just because they have sugar in them doesn't make them a dessert.
We were discussing, because first of all, Brian did not interpret Alex's instructions very well. Alex said, just talk to Mike about what he's bringing. Brian took that as, Mike, tell me what I should bring. Two totally different things.
I was getting off the plane. I didn't know.
Shut up.
This is what he told me.
I didn't know.
Shut up, Cronkite. Get out of here.
I didn't know if he had gotten here already.
But you were asking me like what you said. Alex told me to ask you what to bring. That is not what he said.
Wait a minute.
He said talk to Michael and ask him what he's bringing.
This is semantics. Let's cut to the chase here. He was instructed to bring dessert. This is as simple as it gets.
Entenmann
donuts
Brian,
from the box are not a dessert.
Correct. He brought a small box. There were 9 donuts. There was three old fashioned. There were 3 powdered, and there were 3.
That is insane.
And there were 3 chocolate covered
donuts. I have that for breakfast. That's not a dessert. If you have it with coffee in the morning, it's not a dessert.
He said to me, which is fine. I'm going to bring dessert, but I'm going to just buy it at the store. That's fine.
Get some cookies.
Get a tub of cookies from the bakery.
Bring some Chips Ahoy, you're better off.
Yeah.
Chips Ahoy is more defensible than Entenmann donuts.
A small box of Entenmann donuts.
Oh, my Lord.
I brought a veggie platter.
I'm telling you, that's what grandma keeps under the little like glass container just in case like the neighbors stop by for an hour. Just in case my girlfriends come over, we're going to pop out the Entenmanns. Please. How many Weight Watchers points are Entenmanns?
You're not wrong. I thought that the
that's almost as bad as the vegan pizza that was brought yesterday at my place.
Appetizer to bring to a gathering like that. Another person at the party made buffalo chicken dip. I don't know. Peter provided lots of beers.
Yeah, well, didn't know that.
Now you have an 18.
Yeah, but still, it would have been nice to have...
That didn't get drank.
Yeah, but it still would have been...
Now you don't have to get beer for like 2 months knowing you.
I have a story to read for you.
Oh, God, you found it?
This is from July 9th, 2015.
God.
Brothers, broadcasters, join forces on the airwaves.
Who called you guys broadcasters?
Nate Brown did.
Nate Brown, the Plainville Citizen.
How did you know that that's who wrote the article?
Because he worked for the Citizen, and he graduated with Sam at Springfield. And he now works for a TV station in Nebraska.
Wait a minute, how did he know? He interviewed him.
Oh, he legit interviewed you?
This was a feature.
Did he interview? No, he didn't interview us, did he?
Yes, I'll read. Back in the day, it was commonplace for families to work together in the same industry. Quote, and
yeah, fucking
sons.
Brian and Sam working in the garment district. Yeah, that's exactly what this is like.
Dossler and Dossler.
Both happening in basements, cold and dark. Smells like laundry.
Greatest cobblers in all of New England. And sons' businesses were once the norm as plumbers, repairmen, farmers, and many other jobs.
Sam is now Brian's dad.
Team up in the same field. Since those simpler times, family members have branched off to pursue their own dreams in vastly different vocations. I can't believe they called a podcast a vocation. Fueled by personal interests, what they want in life, and what they want in life. 2 Plainville residents, though, are bucking that trend. Not because they have to, but because their passion is one and the same.
What a fucking hipster you are, Brian.
Sports.
The sports hipster,
dude,
Brian.
This is so... overwritten. Sam and Brian Dossler, both graduates of Plainville High School, have had an interest in sports for as long as they can remember. Quote, sports have always been a big part of my life, said Brian, the younger of the two.
I know you're not supposed to bang anything, but I cannot control. That was your quote?
That is the pull quote.
Here's the thing. I can so picture you saying that so seriously. Yeah, sports have just always been a big part of my life.
I love that that's in the nut graph, by the way. That's like paragraph 3. If you know
Hashtag
me,
baby nut graph.
If you know me personally, you know I'm constantly on Twitter looking for updates, reading articles, watching the next big game, and it just made sense that I would go into a field like sports broadcasting because it's a huge passion of mine. What do you mean you don't remember getting interviewed, by the way? This is clearly, you're heavily quoted in this.
It must have been, he probably just emailed, and that's probably what I don't think I was actually sat down with Nate and was interviewed. I'm pretty sure it was like an email.
This is unreal.
This was the press release that they, you know, his PR team took care of. Both Dostlers were involved in athletics growing up and through their years at PHS. In fact, each brother even has a baseball state championship to his name.
Ask if Brian played in that game, though.
Did you play in that game, Brian?
No, it's the only game I didn't play in all year. Literally the only game I didn't play in all year.
My God, this piece is so long.
Don't read the whole thing.
Jesus
please.
Christ.
Yeah, it was big news, man.
I'm not kidding you. This is front page news in our town. All right, let me just read the last paragraph. The podcast is now being supported by the Nico Empire.
Wait, that made the article?
Yes. A website run by a friend of Brian's. They didn't even give me a last name. It's just a friend of Brian's that features several weekly and bi-weekly podcasts. The move allows for the Dostlers podcast to be downloaded directly from iTunes. What a cultural innovation that is. Yet the success... Oh my God, this is so long. I thought that was the last paragraph. This takes up 3 pages of the paper.
It's the summer, man. Nothing's going on.
The Sports Brothers podcast can be found on www.nicodegregorio.com.
Talk about getting doxxed.
And on iTunes.
The citizen doxxed Nico. They totally doxxed you.
Wow, dude.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
They doxxed you. That is unreal.
Friend of Brian's. The Nico Empire.
Isn't that what you want to be known as when you're gone? A friend of Brian's. There's going to be one newspaper article written about you maybe in your lifetime, and it's going to be known. You're going to just be Nico from NicoDiGregorio.com, a friend of Brian.
May he rest in peace.
That's what you're going to be known as.
Yeah, hopefully that's the worst thing that's ever written about me in any paper ever. what else, guys? Anything? Kobe? Anything you want to say about Kobe?
Still shocking.
Can I just say, like, for me?
Yeah.
One, I've been extremely upset about this. Yeah. I've never cried over celebrity dying before. I cried multiple times. Over
I
this.
Cried once.
I was a wreck that Sunday.
Yeah,
didn't you cry when Stuart Scott died too?
I think that's a little different.
Oh,
he had cancer.
Yeah,
we knew it was coming.
Yeah,
I don't know that I cried about.
I'm going to respond to Rush Limbaugh's death in the same way. I think.
Anyways,
he was just diagnosed today.
Anyways,
go ahead.
But I don't know if I would have reacted the same way. Or at least that viscerally, if his daughter didn't die with
him. Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah. No, but so literally, like, I don't know. Obviously, he's the name, but I feel like so much has been made of his death and not hers.
Yeah.
It's like a father died, a superstar died with his daughter.
Certainly.
Like, that makes this so much bigger.
There's a lot of GG coverage with this as well.
Yeah.
I don't think there was enough GG coverage.
Well, I mean,
there was.
I'm not sure little girl dies in a plane crash, though, is newsworthy. It's Kobe Bryant's daughter dies in a plane crash that's newsworthy. So you always have to sort of lead
with
that.
A lot of hashtags, though, were like.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Kobe and GG. And, no, like, every tribute was Kobe and GG.
I'll say this. That was the only time I started crying is when I saw actually what it was is the Kimmel clip where he's like,
yeah,
she's gonna be in the WNBA.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like hyperventilating for a lot of the afternoon and like I had like that sick feeling in my stomach, but it wasn't until I saw the stuff with Gianna afterwards and I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, this is, yeah, it was bad. And then the dad, the girl dad clip too.
Yeah. Yep,
great job by ESPN on that.
L Duncan,
yeah, she did great.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's just like horrendous, right? Have you been like watching any Kobe clips or anything? Have you been like reflecting?
You clearly have not been on Twitter because that is all I've been retweeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I've literally been retweeting everything Kobe that has come across my timeline.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll retweet stuff twice.
I actually watched, I watched like most of the 80 point game when ESPN rebroadcast it. Brian and I were texting about
it. No, the 60.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
His last game.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They were down 10 with, or like, with 2.5 to go. Live.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to do this again. I forgot we did a podcast about that.
We did?
Yeah.
No, we did not.
Yes, we did.
That seems like something you would, with that.
We
because that and the Warriors.
Did we really?
We did a podcast. It was like an hour and a half of us yelling about the 60 point game.
We have no lives.
Well, and no memory, apparently.
I told you. I forget that we do this one.
No, I'm telling you. We did. I found it. 2016, yeah, it was just, and it was like cringeworthy.
Was it really?
Yeah, I sound like I'm 12 in it. Somehow, like, my voice has dropped more octaves in the last 3 years than it has my whole life.
Brian's voice still cracks.
Not as much.
It still happens. See, he didn't deny it. Going on 25 in a month.
Yeah. It's been like a rough week. And it kind of sucks, too, because, like, I feel like the Super Bowl coverage was hijacked by it.
Yeah, and I feel it like definitely
I,
was.
I wasn't as excited for this game, although I like these two teams a lot.
Usually, also, I'd like to say that the Super Bowl coverage is probably like up here, too, is different because there's no local team from the Northeast in it.
Yeah.
Which is like the first time in forever that hasn't happened.
That's true.
At the very least, even if you had like Baltimore, you'd still get a bunch of coverage up here.
Right.
Yeah. This is the first time.
Midwest and West Coast. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But there's still two national teams, though. The Niners are a national team.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Chiefs too, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so I think like the Kobe thing kind of hijacked it. And even like last night, you're watching the Grammys and like they're doing tributes during the Grammys and they're
They won't stop.
Tributes
like,
during
tributes
this.
Won't stop.
And the Oscars, I'm telling you, this weekend are going to be just as prominent. The guy won an Oscar two years ago.
Right.
So that's going to be a big thing.
The All-Star game, LeBron's team's wearing number 2, everyone's wearing number 2. And I'm assuming the other teams
were 24.
I'm not into those rules, by the way.
The new rules are stupid.
I haven't seen them.
Oh, you haven't seen.
I got to get a chalkboard out to explain it to you. It's ridiculous. I saw a tweet. It was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if like Team Giannis wore number 8 and Kobe wore number 24? And then and it's like, Adam Silver, hold my beer.
Here's the whole rule.
The
Cliff Notes version of this. Whatever the score is going into the fourth quarter, whoever's up only has to score 24 points to win the game.
Yeah, they're racing. It's a race now.
Or the other team has to score however many points it would take.
Yeah. The winning score becomes 24 plus whatever the leading score is.
The leading score is.
So if the...
Which they've been talking about for a while.
If Giannis' team is down by 20...
They'd have to score 44 points.
They would have to
points.
Score 44 to win.
Yes.
And LeBron's team would have to score 24.
Correct.
That's stupid.
Yes.
Well, they've been talking about this in like regular season play too, because they want to eliminate fouls at the end of the game. And so the race would theoretically eliminate fouls, but then it's like you're messing with the entire history of basketball by all of a sudden making it a
This isn't the Big Three
game.
Tournament.
Yeah, I know. Exactly right. Yeah, it's stupid. I don't know.
What's more tragic?
What?
The Kobe death or Jeter missing by 1 foot? I'm just kidding.
How about Lamar Jackson, unanimous MVP?
Not surprising at all.
Year of the Black quarterback.
Can Russell get one vote? Why? Can we give Russell just one vote?
You thought he deserved one vote?
I did.
I didn't.
He pandered out. He wasn't as great down the stretch.
No, he wasn't.
First 10
Year
weeks.
Of the Black quarterback, though.
First 10 weeks, he was
I
great.
Guess.
Lamar, MVP. Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP.
Let's just go with
that. Kyler Murray,
right?
first overall pick, and Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, no.
Year of the Black quarterback.
I don't know about unanimous, though. Like, was it that team?
He was
clearly the best
quarterback.
I think he was, I would have voted for him, but I'm not sure. Only two unanimous MVPs ever. It was him and Brady in 2010. Peyton that year with the Broncos, when he broke the touchdown record, didn't get a unanimous vote.
Yeah, but Lamar did things that you've literally never seen on a football field before. Like, in multiple aspects. Not just
the touchdown. I thought
the
Peyton season was more impressive than that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm in the minority. I thought...
Dude did it with just one tight end.
I thought Russell deserves at least a vote or two. I thought.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Last thing I want to say, Mookie Betts going to get traded this week.
Okay. Congratulations to you. on your cheating organization.
Not looking forward to that.
Crumbling to the ground.
It's going
to
suck when they don't get charged or anything, huh? For you guys.
I'm okay. I'm happy. No, I got Cora out. It's fine.
You were scared of him?
Yeah, it's all good. Listen, you guys won a Super Bowl with perhaps
World Series.
It's late, guys. You guys won a World Series with perhaps the most corrupt manager of all time. So I'm okay with that. That's enough of an asterisk to me. I'm cool with it. Even if you don't find any evidence specifically of the Red Sox cheating, the fact that he was in your house is just, you know, guilt by association. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Yeah, that makes totally total, happy. That makes total sense.
Totally happy with it.
Yeah.
I just want you to trade Mookie Betts, and then I want to see all of Boston sports media just being like, yeah, you know, got good value for him. Wasn't that good anyway.
They're definitely not going to be saying that.
Yeah.
I have seen some Boston sports media playing devil's advocate on the Mookie thing.
Dan O'Shaughnessy?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Dan O'Shaughnessy, whatever his name is. Is that literally who you've seen?
That guy is the Sean Hannity of friggin'.
Tell me. No, are you being serious? That's actually who you saw?
Sports world. No, I've seen a few, but I'm sure he's one of the names. Yeah.
He's the fucking worst. I hate that guy.
You like Dan O'Shaughnessy?
I don't have really an opinion either way.
What?
Dude is awful. I fucking hate that guy. He's the biggest troll out there.
Oh, man. That guy's funny, though, dude.
Fuck Evan Drellick, too.
Yeah, he's a
fucking scumbag.
He's the reason why this whole thing started.
Yeah.
We got to pick our super early prediction. Who's going to win the Super Bowl next year? Remember, we always do this?
No.
Why do you remember that we do this?
Do you ever write it down?
No. No. I stand behind the fact that the Chiefs are poised to start a dynasty. And maybe this is just an overreaction and this is some Monday morning quarterbacking. But I really think Mahomes is going to go on a run here, and I think they're going to win next year. And I don't see even like the Ravens challenging in the AFC. And look, I think we are set up for one of the most excruciating Patriots seasons we've ever had, of just like Patriots fans being like, oh, you counted us out. The franchise was dead.
They say that every year.
Now, I think we are really setting ourselves up for some heartbreak here. This could get ugly, but I think, look, the Chiefs are the favorite in Vegas, obviously, and I see no reason why they shouldn't be. I'll go with the Chiefs next year. Super Bowl.
Over.
Rams? The Rams. Yeah. Bounce back year.
Jared Goff, bounce back year?
Bounce back year.
Are you confident with Jared Goff there?
The Rams. Yeah, I'll go with it. Brian?
The Rams
is a stupid pick.
Yeah.
I instantly regret that pick.
I'm going to go
Pack. Who else do you pick in the NFC? They all stink. The Saints are, they're a year older
they
now.
They all stink.
Well, I don't know. They're all
the
kind
NFC
of blah.
Was stacked this year.
Yeah, that's what the everybody Saints, said. But the then Saints the Vikings were, freaking beat the Saints.
The Saints were 13-3 and didn't get a first round bye.
They were awful. They couldn't win a home game.
What do you mean? They were awful.
They couldn't win a home
they
game.
They were 13-3. Michael Thomas had the single.
Kirk Cousins beat them at home.
Okay. Yeah, and they still had 10 wins. It's not like they were a terrible team. Yes, it was a big upset. Yes, it was a surprise.
I just want to say this. This was a boring playoff. I feel like it was so top-heavy. Everybody's like, oh, the Titans are going on a run. It's a crazy playoff. Aside from Ryan Tannehill, it's been pretty boring. I mean, it was just blowout after blowout.
The NFC title game was uneventful.
Drew Brees is a year older now. No, Saints going to stink.
They're going to stink?
Yeah, I think the Saints are poised to fall off next year, I think. Especially if
so
it's like the Taysom Hill era.
Yeah,
probably 9-7, 10-6.
Okay, 10-6 is not falling
off. Well, I don't
off.
Know. Well, I mean, from 13-3, I don't think it's crazy to say they're going to lose the division. I don't think that's crazy to say.
If Breeze is back, man, I like
Matt Rhule with Cam
Carolina.
Newton. Yeah. In division.
Who's your pick, Bri? I'm going Packers and Chiefs.
Oh, man, this Packer shit.
Because I think they're going to get a wide receiver.
Dude, I'm
Aaron
sick of
Jones.
The Packers.
Aaron Jones is, I mean, he's not going to get, hard to believe he's going to get better, but he's going to, like, they have a legit run game now, which Rodgers hasn't necessarily had. So I think they're going to get a good receiver to complement Adams, and they'll take off.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers is going to say something bad about his brother again. It's going to be more off-field drama. You know how over Aaron Rodgers I am? It's unbelievable. I was the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan you'll ever meet like 5 years ago.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
I'm so over him.
Yep.
I'm all Russell Wilson now. Fucking love Russell Wilson. All right, go ahead. Uh-oh.
He's going to go Titans.
Shoot your shot, dude. Dude, shoot your shot.
I'm saying...
You coward. Do it.
I'm saying...
Do it.
The Quaker State Bowl.
Oh, God.
The Steelers and the Eagles. Are they the Quaker State? Is that what they are? I don't know.
Maybe.
The All-Pennsylvania Super Bowl. Steelers and the Eagles.
With Big Ben coming back?
Yep. Bounce back year. They went 8-8 without him. And they're going to figure out that offense now that they have a real quarterback. And the Eagles are going to look good, too.
Yeah. Carson Wentz can they're stay
gonna
on the field.
They're
going to
have a bounce back year, too.
That'd be great.
Yep. Book it.
Okay.
Book it.
Submit.
A 9-7 playoff team and a team that didn't make the playoffs. That's great.
That lost their literally an all-time great quarterback in week two.
Man, their quarterback situation was brutal this year.
And they still went 8-8. Think about that.
Yeah.
TJ Watt had a heck of a year.
TJ Watt kind of got snubbed for defensive player of the year.
Nah, he didn't get snubbed.
Okay.
Gilmore was clearly the best defensive player in the league.
Fuck Gilmore. Couldn't stop Devontae Parker in the last game of the year. That's all I know.
Sure.
Devontae Parker was blowing him up.
Sure.
God bless Ryan Fitzpatrick, by the way, for making this season possible.
Is Pennsylvania the Quaker State?
I don't know. Why would I know this?
I don't know.
Why would I
just
want
to know if they're the Quaker State.
I was too busy listening to Shakira songs all day. I didn't have time to research Pennsylvania.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. Brian's like, yeah, what was that?
Sexy as fuck. That's what that is.
Was it?
Hell yeah.
I type in Quaker State and nothing necessarily pops up.
All right. I just made that up then.
There is a...
You could have sold that lie, though.
Right? You would have bought it.
That sounded totally legit.
There's a gas station. Headquarters are in Houston, Texas.
What is the nickname for Pennsylvania? Oh, they're the Keystone. Oh, no, they're the Quaker State. Let's go. Look at that. It's on the list. Fourth.
You picked the fourth nickname of Pennsylvania?
Apparently they're the Keystone State, the Coal State, the Oil State, then the Quaker State, and the State of Independence. I got the Quaker State, though. I'm fucking taking
Consider me impressed.
Quaker Bowl, baby.
Color me impressed.
Connecticut's
the Nutmeg State.
Yeah, we're Nutmeg. Yeah, are you kidding
me? No, I know that, but like what other
ones? The Constitution
ones?
State, too, I think,
yeah,
right?
I think so, too.
I don't know.
I'm not looking that up. I don't give a shit. I was just right about the Quaker State.
What are the Giants going to go next year?
16-0.
What are the Giants going to go? 7-9.
You excited for the Joe Judge era?
Yes.
Okay. I am too. I'm excited to make fun of it. I'm really excited.
He's saying all the right things. I can't wait until Jason Garrett beats the Cowboys in Dallas. Can you imagine?
Clapper.
They have an interesting coaching staff.
Oh, it's interesting.
Freddie Kitchens is a tight end coach.
Dude, they got to be the Hard Knocks team.
Are they in contention for that?
I don't know, but you should make them the Hard Knocks team.
How entertaining are they?
The problem is they're not entertaining outside of their coaching staff.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Like Golden Tate.
Yeah, right. Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard, Evan Engram.
Who's like an interesting organization?
The Browns again.
Yeah, but you just did them.
The Bucks, if you want. Or
oh, the Bucks would be pretty fun.
Wherever James goes and Bruce.
Yeah, I guess. The Tyrod Taylor era with Anthony Lynn and the Chargers? That might be something.
The
Miami?
Jags?
Who's the coach? Doug Marrone still, right?
Doug Marrone, yeah, they kept him around.
The Jags?
Unbelievable.
You could sell me on the Jags, maybe. Okay. Although I can't.
I do want to.
I literally never watch Hard Knocks once in my
life. I do want to see John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan go at it, though, in Hard Knocks this year. Oh, man. Okay, I think I'm fresh out of takes, y'all. Hour and a half in. Nothing else, right? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Because you're not going to get on this podcast for another year, so get it all out.
Derek Jeter missed by one vote.
Yeah, he did. That's
Baseball Writers of America are stupid, but that was kind of funny.
That is definitely true. Nothing. 2020? Any predictions for 2020?
Why are you trying to drag this out?
I don't know, because I'm not going to see you guys anymore. I feel like we should, you know.
Next time you talk to us, we'll be in the second term of Donald Trump.
It's true. Any thoughts on the Iowa caucus?
Oh, that's happening, isn't it?
Brian, any thoughts on that?
Zero.
Brian, can you name three candidates?
Oh, this is a good game. Wait a minute. Before you say anything, over-under is 3.5.
Oh, I'm taking the under.
Under on 3.5 candidates? All right, I'll take the over. Go ahead.
And you cannot include Trump.
No, Democratic candidates.
Zero.
Oh, God.
You can't name one?
Is Hillary running?
No.
Oh. Biden, no, Biden's running, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He got
there's
that
one. John McCain? Just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, spiritually, he's running.
That was
he's
so
in
messed
the...
up for so many reasons. That's all I got.
Okay. Odds that Brian Dossler has heard the name Pete Buttigieg before?
Extremely low.
You didn't know Bernie?
Odds that...
Oh, yeah, I would know Bernie.
Odds you didn't that, know Elizabeth Warren?
I would know Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
You didn't... I recognize the
odds
names.
That he could pick Amy Klobuchar out of a lineup.
I couldn't. I could. I could, because I know her. And I asked him, how would your hair do in a blizzard? Have you seen that clip of her?
No.
Oh, my God. She tells this. She tells this story all the time about Trump and how, like, he, like, made fun of her on Twitter or something like that. And she responded to him in a tweet. Because he was making fun of her hair or something, and she was like out literally in a blizzard or something like that. Mm-hmm. So she responded, how would your hair look in a blizzard or something like that? And now she tells this story at every like political rally she ever goes to. It's the dumbest clip I've ever seen in my life. You should watch it if you're looking for a fun way to waste 5 minutes.
Mayor Pete out to an early lead at the caucus.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. It's not going to
last. Any thoughts on impeachment, Brian?
I hope he actually gets...
Odds he can name one senator in the United States.
I don't like this game at all.
Can you name one senator that we haven't already named? Can you name our senators? Chris Murphy?
Can you name the other
one? Hey! That's enough for me, dude.
Can you name the other one? The one that's actually been around longer than that guy.
That is enough for me.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Old Slick Dick Blumenthal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Could you name anyone outside of our state?
Mitch
McConnell? Could you name
McConnell?
Five college basketball players?
Mitch
yes.
McConnell? No? Not ringing a bell?
No.
Okay. That's it. That's a podcast. I love you all so very, very much. Go to the website, TooManyThoughtsMedia.com or TMT.media for short.
No one's following me on social media. Just end the damn thing.
Yeah, it's
just,
okay.
Just kill it.
That's fine. Kill it with fire. Until next time, come back. You know where to find me. It's where you'll learn the story of Lord Steve. And I'll see you.